Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Aaron Murphy on Clan Chat. Delighted to be joined by Ryan Harrison. And we're just a few days away from your first game at the Brayhead Arena in front of the Purple Army. We'll talk about training camp and we'll talk about the summer and your signing. But first off, Harry, how excited are you to get on the ice at Brayhead Arena in front of the home faithful?
Oh, I can't wait. I've heard nothing but good things. And we had a fan night last night, and hearing them say that chants go around the rink and stuff like that. So hopefully I can do some good things and get a chant going.
It is a loud building. And last year, despite the fact, you know, they were battling for 8th spot, it was sold out most nights. So with the team we've recruited and some of the characters and sort of the team toughness, the skill, the grittiness, people are really excited. Tell us a little bit about that OSC event last night and some of the characters you met. I believe it was a quiz night.
Yeah, we did a quiz night. Some of the questions were easier than others, like blurred out NHL pictures of like Crosby and Obi and stuff like that. But then there's other questions about the biggest park in Scotland and train system names and stuff like that. So it was nice to learn kind of some, you know, trivia about Scotland. And it was nice to, you know, meet some fans and kind of just mingle and socialize.
I was over for the start of camp in Dumfries, and we had some chats, and there's a good chemistry in the group. We keep hearing that there's a good camaraderie, a good, like, the guys are gelling together well. So since I was over and since now you've played a couple of games in Cardiff Bay, talk a little bit about the mood in the camp and how you guys are feeling as we get closer to playing meaningful games.
Yeah, no, honestly, the vibe's great. The first couple of days, just kind of, you know, getting to learn names and things like that. But throughout all the battles we've been through camp, Morgie put us through the ringer there for a good week. And then going over to Cardiff and getting on the road, you only get to know people more. And like my roommate there was Hayden, and I hadn't actually talked too much with him. So kind of getting to know him. And then we went out and played a little bit of darts afterwards. So you kind of just getting to know the guys more and vibing more. And spending a lot of time together really helps. And no, we got some characters on the team, and it's so far it's been just a really fun room to be in.
A couple of tough games in Cardiff, but as we said at the start of camp in Dumfries, those games in Cardiff against a team that was 3 weeks ahead of us, again, no excuses, no one wants to lose, but it's about the systems, it's about the lineup, and it's about just kind of shaking the rust off a little bit and getting to know the coach and the assistant coach, Jeff Batta, as well. So on the back of those two games, I mean, what was the mood? Obviously, no one likes to lose, but it's the lessons learned in those preseason games, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. You know, it sucks to lose. No one likes to lose as a competitor, but it was just kind of about getting out there, you know, testing it out, seeing how we work together and what we can get better at. And I think after those games, we've watched some video and learning the things and the areas where we can improve. And hopefully we can take it into to the next weekend in against Belfast.
There's a lot going on around the arena. The dress room has been, you've seen the before the dress room, you're going to get to see the after the dress room. The renovations are working along there. There's the fist bump zone. There's lots going on. There's the new scoreboard that'll be in this season as well. So there's a real buzz about the club. You were our first import signing after a couple of years in the East Coast League with Kansas. You've had other stints in Europe as well, but tell us why. Was there a buzz about it when you talked to Jason Morgan when the recruitment phase was going and you decided to ink pen to paper in Glasgow?
Glasgow kept coming up actually the last few years, and then finally this year, talking to Morgie and hearing the new ownership and hearing from my roommate last year in Kansas City, Shane Starrett, I heard nothing but good things, honestly, and I, you know, did some Google searches looking at the city, and finally it seemed like, you know, this is the right time. This team wants to compete, and I'm just was excited and thrilled to be able to join the team.
You're a gritty guy. You can play the game the right way. You can look at it various ways. You can chip in offensively. You're a good skater. But if no one's watched clips of Ryan Harrison, tell us a little bit about your game and what you're going to bring to the Purple Army this season.
Yeah, no, I try and play a complete 200-foot game and play gritty, like you said, and try and get under the opponent's skin. I also like to help out and try and score some goals or set up plays and entertain the fans. You know, maybe that's a fight, maybe that's a hit, maybe that's a block shot or a good back check. Just trying to, you know, work my hardest to help the team, basically.
And when you talk to Jason Morgan and Jeff Batta and the roles and all that, there's a lot of experience in that coaching staff. And I think we're quite lucky with the way that's sort of aligned to have both Batta and Morgan on the bench. There's not always been an assistant coach on the bench for Glasgow. So talk a little bit about the coaching staff and how they're coming together as well.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, Morgan's, he's not only, it seems like, a great coach and a hockey mind, but he's also, you can tell he's played before and played at a high level. He's serious, but he knows when to kind of have the mood light as well. He tells jokes and keeps it fun. And Bats is right along with him there. They seem like a great duo and two guys that want to win. They want to help this team and this organization get to the next level. And it seems like a great chemistry between them two.
Yeah, I noticed that right away. There's quite a, and both those guys know their hockey inside out, so it's quite interesting to talk shop with them. Talk about the two goalies as well, because I think we've got two very good goalies in Jake Kiely and Antti Karjalainen.
Yeah, no, they're both kind of bigger guys. They move well. They're hard to score on in practice, at least for me off the bat here, but that's huge when you have a backbone like that on your team with two guys that can go in and maybe steal you a game if it's not your best night. That's, you know, it's a good feeling to have. So those two guys are going to be huge for us.
How are you adjusting to the city? You mentioned you got to talk to Gary Hayden quite a bit there on the road trip and whatnot, and on the way to Dumfries, sitting on the bus with the guys. But the guys that were there before, have been there before, have they given you kind of heads up on, like, good places to see music, good places to eat, stuff like that?
Yeah, honestly, it was my first 5 minutes here. My roommate, Jake Bolton, he, within 5 minutes, he told me where I can get my suit clean, where I can go for food, all the ins and outs, basically. And since then, you know, guys like Dice and Solzy and Reddick and those types of guys, you know, we've gone out to eat a few times and Pelly. It's, you know, it's a great spot. We're right near all the restaurants. So it's been a huge help to have them and make it comfortable right off the bat.
How is the apartment set up? Because we definitely, when the new ownership came in, there was some, I think, improvements. I think a lot of guys would agree. You guys are kind of together. It's a central location. Just talk about that a little bit, about how you're enjoying the city.
Yeah, it's awesome. We're a hop and a skip away from a grocery store and restaurants in the downtown core. These apartments are honestly a lot better than I could have imagined. They're modern. They're new. Very comfortable. It's been nothing but good things so far.
You mentioned a lot of characters up and down the roster, and that's, I think, a part of Morgie putting together a team that was like likable guys that would get together in the room. I think the Purple Army is going to love this team. But before we go into action Friday on home ice against the Belfast Giants, will you be able to sleep that night? Because I always ask guys, like, that first game of the season on home ice, it's kind of like Christmas Eve, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Before the first game in Cardiff, just because I hadn't played a game since my team lost to Allen last year in May. So I had some butterflies then. So I'm hoping Thursday night I can get a little bit better of a sleep. But once I hear the roar of the crowd, it's going to, first few shifts, legs might be a little shaky, but I'm really excited.
I know for certain, watching clips of you over the last few years, you will not be sleepy Friday night. You will be energized. The feet will be going and you will be tough to play against. And I know the Purple Army are going to watch with bated breath for what Ryan Harrison brings to the ice. Thanks for taking the time to join us on Clan Chat. I'll be flying in Friday morning. Maybe we'll grab a quick coffee together, and I can't wait to see you play.
I appreciate it, Murph. Can't wait to see you and play Friday night here at home.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.